man. All right, we're back live here. Let me bring Tim back on the line here. We have the Danvers High School football coach, Ryan Nolan, on. And, Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great. Just really excited to be back out with the kids and, you know, getting ready for games, practicing. And, you know, it's been a lot colder this start of season, but that's
yeah.
Enjoyable.
Just talked with Andrew Morency over at Beverly High School. You guys both have the raspy voices, so you're getting your football voices back.
Oh, it's nice. And again, it's not very conditioned. We've had a long time off, so we're getting back into it and getting our voice boxes ready to go.
You know, there's so much to talk about, but, you know, in terms of getting back out on the field, getting stuff going and so on, what's a major difference, if there is a difficulty, in getting the kids started ramping up this quickly after the previous season? Because ordinarily, I'm sure the kids have been on the program anyway, but you got that summer conditioning thing where you get the kids in the heat with a couple of weeks to go before the season starts. This is a little bit different. You got to ramp this thing up pretty quickly.
That's true, but in some instances, we got a lot of kids that came off of basketball or hockey and came in great shape. So really impressed with that, them coming off of those seasons and being really well conditioned. And like you said, it's a short turnaround. We don't have the 7-on-7 before and the summer workout, so really got to jump into it and understand we're dealing with a short time frame and try to be organized and try to simplify things in the beginning for everybody. But, you know, still trying to make sure, teach the kids to block and tackle and you know, play hard and do things the right way, most importantly.
Mm-hmm. Tim, you with us?
Yeah, Coach, this is going to be a little bit strange for you. Generally, as your season goes on, the weather gets worse. This year, the weather's actually going to get better.
Well, I know, Tim, I know you're a baseball coach, and I've coached baseball before, and, you know, it's something about going in there and those miserable days in the beginning, and then all of a sudden you hit February break, and every once in a while you get a couple of 75-degree days in a row. It seems a long way off now, but we're going to get there eventually. And the one thing I think with the weather is our kids have been great, zero complaints, just going out there and working. Even that first day on the Monday when it was real treacherous and going out there and going hard for 2 hours, I've been really impressed with the kids over at Danvers. They've really made the best of things and no excuses and no complaining. And so we're real fortunate with the kids we have up there.
You know, certainly you guys, along with Beverly, Marblehead, several other schools, you have the advantage of having the turf field, which doesn't give you that muddy quagmire that we used to have to play in.
Oh, yeah, I can remember playing on those and coaching on those, and we're really lucky. I don't really know how people would be able to do it on the grass field. I'm sure they are, but it's not just getting the snow off of it, but then allowing it to dry out and not ripping up the field so that the next rainstorm, it's 10 times as worse. So we consider ourselves real fortunate. And the DPW did such an unbelievable job in Danvers clearing the field early that we were very, very lucky, and we consider ourselves real fortunate.
Well, you know, it shows you how important that one last piece you mentioned, the DPW's clearing the field, because there were numerous pictures in the Salem News and Lead Item of the DPW crews cleaning off the football field so you guys could get started on time.
I mean, I'm really happy that our kids appreciate that. And it goes with the facilities that we have and the town that really cares to go out there and take care of that early. And they didn't just plow everything over to the side. They went and took all their trucks through with the back loaders and took all the snow off. So now we have a completely bare track and field, and we're really fortunate. I mean, we've got everything that we could ever ask for as far as the facilities in the town taking care of us. So we're really lucky.
Coach, like I told Coach Morency, it's a little early to talk about the kids, but I can only find a schedule that has four league games on it with a scrimmage this week. Are you guys scheduled to play seven?
We're scheduled to play seven, so
okay.
We're going to play the four league games, and then
okay.
We have a Swamps kid, very good team. Winthrop, who I really think is going to be a very, very strong team this year, and then we have Gloucester for our last game
mm-hmm.
of the year as a traditional Thanksgiving rivalry.
And you got Masco to open up.
And Masco to open up, and we're scrimmaging Fenwick. So, you know, all rivalry-type games, and the kids are excited. And I think we're really excited because of after COVID and all the things that went wrong, we've been really fortunate that we have a couple of our former star players that have come back and volunteered, coach with us and out there every day. So when you have guys like Matt Andreas and Russ Cadova, MVPs,
yeah, cool,
super 26 players coming out every day and helping the kids, there's a real positive feeling going on. So it's an exciting time.
Most excellent. And are there any, I haven't asked this question yet, but are there any changes? Like with hockey, there were some minor changes on the ice. Any rules changes?
There's a lot of encouragement to space out the huddle. A lot of the stuff on the sideline, spacing out the sideline and limiting the number of plays on the sideline to 45 is also something that's changed. But the mechanics, the rules of the on-field play, there's really not much of a difference as of right now. So football is football.
Gotcha.
One good thing, just thought of it, at least you guys didn't go the way of hockey. You know, no checking and things like that. Imagine having no tackling.
Well, I wouldn't like that. It's not as expensive, but hopefully we go out there, even if we're allowed to tackle, we tackle well. But, the rule changes don't impact too much in what happens between the lines on game day. A lot of it goes into the organization of practice and the drills and the spacing and a lot of the administrative work with tracking the kids in and the things of that nature. But between the lines, I think when we go out and watch the game, it's going to look pretty similar, except for on the sidelines where the kids are going to be spaced out.
Have you got your whole staff back with you, Ryan?
Yeah, and we had staff back, and then we've been able to, we had a teacher in school, Joe Picard, who, he was captain over at, Endicott before and was a quarterback. He was with Beverly previously, but he teaches in the school and he came over with us. And then we were able to add Matt Andreas and Russell Canova on as well. So, we're really excited about the group we have working with the kids, and we're really excited about the kids too.
Absolutely. Tim, final question.
Well, Coach, just want to, wish you the best of luck. I know, you guys have the greatest motivation because you probably have the greatest support by the town people and the town fathers themselves to get behind not only a football team, but all the youth programs in town.
Yeah, I mean, I really think Danvers is a special place. And you look at the athletics that they have. You look at the Little League. To think that the town, Danvers' size, has American and national, and they're still so strong. And you look at hockey program, and you look at, across the board, wrestling, basketball, all these sports that have success, and just the strong support the town always has. I mean, our games, you show up, and it's packed. That will be the biggest difference, that we're not going to have every seat in the bleachers filled when we play Marblehead or Beverly this year. It'll be a whole lot more quiet, but I mean, you couldn't ask for more as far as support from the town and from the administration. And I think I've said it before, but Mr. St. Pierre is about as good as of an athletic director as you could get. And during these tough times, he's battling to make sure that we do things the right way, but we're also getting supported as well.
Well, I think you could do what some of the pro teams are doing is just pipe in the fan sound.
Maybe we'll do that.
Get the cardboard cutouts, too, yeah.
We'll have to talk to them.
Hey, Andrew, Ryan, we're headed in the right direction, so let's go with that.
All right, well, we're excited. Thank you very much. Really appreciate the call.
All right, talk to you in a week or so, Coach. Thank you.